You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com. Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK. Unfortunately, Lou is not with me today. He's in the studio doing a drum tracking session for our production team, Outdonesia. I'm wearing a sweater right now. And that means you can see me because we're live on Twitch. That's right. If you're listening to the podcast, I go live on Twitch to record the podcast episode every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We start every episode at around 2:30. We chat a little bit beforehand. We take questions from the audience. It's very interactive. It's a lot of fun. These live streams are also available on YouTube that you can watch afterwards as well. Twitch and YouTube, it's fun. So it's twitch.tv/DKMixes. That is D-E-E-K-E-I Mixes. All right, we have a special guest today for today's episode. Creator, CEO, owner, founder, whatever, of software called Sonido. Brady, say hello to the group. Feel free to introduce yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. So excited to be here, you guys. My name is Brady Hogard. I am, as DK has mentioned, I'm the founder of a software platform in the audio production space called Sonido Software. In short, we help audio professionals such as producers, audio engineers, studio owners to better manage their studio processes using software specifically designed for managing your business. So excited to chat a little bit about this today, and I'm sure we'll be getting into this.
Yeah, absolutely. Sonido is really cool. Brady reached out to me via Instagram. Brady, you're actually from Utah, which is funny because if you're listening, you know that I'm from Utah originally. And yeah. Or at least was for 5 years of my life, around the time when I left, around the time I started the podcast, which is funny. Utah's really dope, has a lot of cool, is a very nice entrepreneur scene, as well as a great local scene for music. Probably one of my favorite local music scenes ever. I loved it a lot that I've been a part of, and I've been a part of many. Really love the Utah Valley scene, music scene there. Brady had this software over, started pitching it to me. I was like, yo, let's talk about this. This is interesting. He did the whole demo for me. Turned out it might be very, very useful, not just for me, but for many, many of you. Basically I want to talk about how systems and how we can improve our workflow, how you may be potentially leaving money on the table and losing clients. People ask us all the time, how do you find clients? How do you keep them? How do you make them better, upsell, whatever? How do you keep track? And we've talked about CRMs in the past and how to manage your portfolio of not just music, but as well as clients, your portfolio of clients, your index roll of whatever they're called, right? Your black notebook of clients and leads, we call them, right? Sonido kind of puts it all together. It's an acuity scheduling. It's a file pass, file sharing. It's a lead sheet and a CRM. It's many things all in one software. Is it it's a web-based, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. One web-based software. He gave me the whole rundown. And I wanted to talk about practical applications. I don't want you to just tell me, Brady. I don't want you to just tell me what your software does. I want to not talk about the problems that people have had and the alternative solutions and kind of how Sonido tackles those in a better way.
Yeah, you bet. You know, and I think there's a story behind, you know, every one of us and in the journey to be where we are today. And, you know, to give you a little bit of background on where I've been, you know, I've been involved in audio production for the larger part of my life as a musician. And, you know, as I was early in, you know, middle school, kind of cutting my teeth on, you know, cassette tape tracking. I mean, I didn't quite get into the vibe early or, you know, in the full tape, the world of tape. But, you know, I've been involved and had a passion for audio and recording and the production side for many years. I've run a couple different studios during my time, primarily home studios. And, you know, it's been a wonderful experience. But, you know, Sonido software is, like we said, it's a studio management system. It's the unsexy side of the studio business, right? It's not the plugins and it's not the recording and the instruments and everything that comes with that. It's the lifeblood of the business in helping you to see the insights into what you need to see on a day-by-day basis to take your business to the next level, to drive business forward, land more clients, and, you know, see more growth with building a studio, whether you're a small operation, you know, one person operation in the studio up to a larger facility. Sonido software is the piece of your business that allows you to keep everything organized and efficient from start to finish. And so, you know, the idea of Sonido, just to give you a little idea, really came from some of my past experience and not getting into it too much, but I've been involved in the technology industry for many years in software. Not necessarily a developer, but more on the operational side and building, you know, systems and architecting software systems in completely different industries. But like I had mentioned to you earlier, I was living in the state of Mississippi for about 5 years, and it was an incredible experience. I was just about an hour south of Memphis, Tennessee, and in that town, there were a number of studios that were fairly successful when we first moved there, but they were all leaving town because it was a small college town. This is Ole Miss country, and there really weren't any opportunities for musicians in the area. And, you know, with my background in recording and I had been working with clients prior to that time, I decided I'd set up shop, built out a studio space, and started taking clients. And, you know, it was at that time when we're talking about the actual applications of software and things, as many studios and studio owners that I talk to today, you know, I was cobbling together about 6, 7, 8 different software apps to build a workflow, right? My background being in software, and operations, you know, that's what you do, right? You find software that'll help automate processes and build systems so that you can do more in less time. So I was running my studio, right? And I was working with primarily music clients across a number of different genres. I was working with audiobook publishers, you know, out of New York City and other areas, did a little bit of voiceover work, you know, all of these different areas. And what I was doing at the time was, you know, I had my email that was set up on, that was one system. I used Dropbox for sharing files. Obviously, I used my email and text message and all of these other forms of communication for capturing feedback from clients on mixes and applying that feedback. I was trying to use a different CRM for managing contacts, and I had my phone for my calendar. And, you know, it probably sounds familiar to a lot of you that are listening because that's what we do, right? Like we build a system that works for our studio, and it can work. But it was, you know, during this time when, you know, I was going back and forth with a new lead, someone who was interested in studio time through my studio, and it was just taking so long to populate their information across 3 different systems that didn't speak to each other. If any of you have used a system called Zapier for automation flows, it's a great system when it works. I don't know how many times I had to troubleshoot and fix that system, and it would put me out half a day trying to figure out why things aren't connecting and causing me, you know, double and triple entry across other systems. And it just got to a point where, to be honest, it was a good system to have these different applications in place. But I had a bit of a light bulb moment where I realized that, you know, in my professional life outside of the music industry, I had helped companies build software platforms to do just this, to manage their business more simply within a single application. And as I started, you know, over the weeks after I had that illuminating moment, started thinking about what could this mean for the music industry, right? For individuals like myself who were trying to run a business, were running into different obstacles and hurdles with building a system out of many different applications that do independent, you know, functions. You know, what would it look like if we had a studio management platform designed for the audio production industry that helped consolidate a lot of that into one single login, right? I don't have to log into all these different systems. I have one place to go to manage everything from my new leads to scheduling to sending files to clients to storing files to, I mean, everything in one place. And what that ultimately led to is, you know, I actually started building some connections with studios all across the United States and Canada. You know, I wanted to start talking with as many different individuals from different life experience and different size studios as I could and hear, what are you doing today? You know, how do you manage your studio? Just doing some of that research, right? And what I found was there wasn't really a standard. There was really nothing that was providing this larger benefit to the industry as a whole. There's just little pieces here and there. One of the experiences I had that really opened my eyes was I sat down with a studio in Nashville on Studio Row. It's one of the larger studios there. And I had a conversation for about a half a day with the studio manager there and just talked about their operations and how they're managing things. And, you know, when I asked the question, you know, how are you managing your studio today? Like, what systems are you using to keep track of your contacts and the production schedules and everything else? And he laughed and he said, you know what, you're going to think it's really funny, but we basically use QuickBooks today. It is our CRM and our bookkeeping system and scheduling and everything else. And I mean, for any of you that know QuickBooks, QuickBooks is an accounting system. They do a great job with accounting, but they are not designed for business management outside of accounting. They were trying to use that to keep track of all of their contacts and contact information and other details. And it just wasn't really what it was designed to use. It wasn't what it was designed for, right? And the fact that one of these large studios in Nashville was using QuickBooks as if it were a CRM and really looking for a better way was enlightening to me. And anyway, rambling a little bit here, but really what it really came down to was that I found as I had conversations with, you know, dozens of different studios that so many of these individuals were cobbling together individual systems because that's all they knew, right? There really wasn't a better opportunity out there for them. And as we started talking about what this opportunity could look like for studio management within a single platform, I mean, eyes were open and people were really excited about getting involved and starting to help shape the direction of a system that they could use to better their studio. And yeah, that was the beginning. And we can go a little bit deeper into it from there, but that's really where it all began.
So let's back up and talk about this, because I know many people that are listening right now probably may not know what a CRM is or may not have systems themselves, and they're struggling to kind of get to the next level because they don't have any sort of baseline system. Why is it important for a studio to have, let's start with like the calendar software. Like, why have you ever met someone that has not kept a calendar in their life in general? You know, what ends up happening? They're always late to meetings if they even remember that they exist. You know, it's obviously as an adult, as you kind of adult and come out of this, you know, and it's really hard for creatives because typically creatives are not as logical and analytical as, for example, someone like you, right? We're very into software. Creatives are known to be the yin of the yin and yang and very much like, what are bad habits? Like, what are habits? You know, more like for me, I don't have an issue with having bad habits. I have an issue where I don't have any habits at all, good or bad. and so like, it's very, very important to adult and kind of grow into something even as simple as having a calendar, scheduling out your meetings. It's good to be flexible, to be able to do last minute things and impromptu things, because that's what usually creatives have. They're driven. They love to do impromptu last second things. That's like the lifeblood of a creative. But at the same time, there needs to be some order, some yang in our life that kind of puts everything, that helps us to become reliable. So for me personally, on a personal level, I use Google Drive Google Calendar for my personal calendar. And that thing is loaded. All of my weekly sessions are in there. All my monthly items are in there. Even when everything is so incorporated with Google Drive that even when, or Google Calendar, that when the studio gets booked out, everything automatically kind of books on my phone. And it's absolutely important. I'm able to make more money because I'm able to, I don't want to say cram, because cram makes it sound bad, but I'm able to make more money because I'm able to utilize my time more efficiently. I like the idea of 40 hours of focused work is better than 80 hours of unfocused work, right? Mm. And I can make more money per hour in less time, right? When I have a calendar, and more importantly, even better for the studio, I have a calendar where people can go on the website, you know, inthemixstudios.com, and they can book a time without ever having to talk to me.
Right.
And the reason why this is important, when I started using a software that does that, it actually increased my income significantly. Because, I mean, this goes into like user experience and UI, user interfaces, and sales in general. When people, naturally, a client, when they see a quote request, they're going to be less likely, they're going to be a little bit more hesitant to click it and go through it, because that just means that there's going to be at least another two or three conversations before I can get what I want. Whereas a calendar, in one click and typing a little bit of information, I can book a session with a time and it's reliable right then and there. So it skips a whole set of processes and a whole set of communication that saves both your time and their time, and it's easier for them. So it converts them a little bit easier too. If you are running a studio, having a calendar both for personal use and figuring out what's going on in your play, as well as a calendar where people can book and pay for sessions in a single spot instead of having to go through some sort of consultation, email, back and forth, tag play game, makes you money, saves you a lot of time. And I know this from personal experience. All right, let's go into before we go on with past that, Brady, personal experience, have you ever tried to run a studio or tried to run your production team without a calendar of any kind, or without a booking calendar of any kind?
No, you know what? I haven't, because I tend to be that person that loves organization. Like, I love checklists.
You are the yang. And,
right. And maybe to a fault sometimes. I love building the checklist and checking the boxes and you know, feeling accomplished in that sense. But I do want to touch on that point you make. It's a really good point, because you're talking about, you know, we need some spontaneity and we need to be flexible in certain ways. And I think that's what gives us personality in a lot of ways. Like, being able to do things on the fly and be a very personable individual, right? We need to have that personality. But at the same time, if we're trying to run a business, I mean, you can try to argue it if you want to, but ultimately, running a business, we want to look and feel professional to a certain extent. And having clients that come back, right? We want these repeat clients. Well, if everything's disorganized and there's chaos, a lot of times it's just too confusing, you know, and these clients are going to want some organization, or know that you're taking care of them, that your best interests are at heart as well. And so I think, like you say, having systems in place is so critical in running a business, just so you can be professional. You can look professional and you can land more opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
You can make more money. And that example of a calendar, like, I just, and again, maybe it's just me and the yin, right? But not having a calendar would drive me bonkers, because I hate missing appointments, and I hate disappointing individuals, you know, if they have expectations for me. And maybe forgetting about a meeting that we had, or you know, things like that. I just can't imagine not running my studio with a calendar. It just wouldn't make sense.
To be fair, I hope that everybody who misses and is late to meetings hates that they do that too. Like, everybody should hate that to a certain degree. Yeah. Like, I'm from an island, right? I'm from Okinawa, Japan. And there's a saying, you know, like everybody's heard of island time. We say like if everyone's 30 minutes late, nobody's late, right? But when it comes to business, and this is why we've had episodes that separate what we do, like mixing, producing, songwriting, whatever. There's a separate, distinct line between a business and a hobby. And I am super huge on if you want to, it's actually a good idea to keep this as a hobby. It's really healthy. You only work with people that you want to. Money is not really an issue. You're not doing things for money. You're doing things because you love them. There's a lot of good reasons to do this as a hobby. But if you're trying to do this as a business where income and professionalism and how you showcase yourself through your systems will have it, like all of this stuff, including using a calendar, for example, will have a direct impact on your lifetime earnings, at the very least. Lifetime's big time. Your lifetime earning trajectory will be incredibly different if you are organized and look professional. So I'm a huge proponent of whatever that may be. If anybody's listening right now that's like, I'm a mix engineer that charges per project, I am too. I only use the calendar, that specific booking calendar, for the recording side of stuff. But I still know some producers that still collect payments and book time through the calendar. They just do like day rates where producers, right? But mixers, usually it's a per project thing that's something separate. But something that's also equally as important, I've talked about before on TikTok and some other platforms, is project management. So this happens all the time. Has this ever happened to you where, maybe not you, Brady, because you're good at being an adult. but for me, there's definitely been moments where I'm dropping the ball in the sense that, hold on one second. I'm dropping the ball in the sense that like I have five or six different projects coming in, there are mixes that I need to do, and a couple more comes in and I've lost track of what I need to do for what stuff. And I'm just like balancing between. I now use software that helps me keep track of what needs to be worked on, what part of the process it is. And it's even worse for me because I have assistants that help me prep sessions. So if for example, one of the things that I use right now is Trello, where it's like bulletin boards. It's like index cards on a board, right? And I can move it into different parts of the section. Okay, it needs prepping. I'm waiting payment. Needs prepping. Is being prepped right now. Is prepped and ready to mix. Mixing, waiting revisions, done and invoiced, right? So it's like there's different parts of the process. At any point, because I have a project management system, first off, every time I come into the office every single day, my to-do list is set. Like I know what's the most important thing, right? And I get done what's the most important, the most urgent thing, and usually that's like whichever's paying the most. Hate to say it, right? But that's usually how it is, which one's the most urgent. And then I know what part of the process needs to be done. I know I'm like, again, trying to get into a focused 40 hours rather than an unfocused 80, right? I know what needs to be done. It's very organized. I'm able to work faster, stay inspired. It helps me mix better because I know what I need to do. I have a purpose for the day. And again, it comes back to I make more money. I get more stuff done. The clients are happier. They're well integrated. And for my assistants, they know what process is happening. They know that they need to prep this. I'm waiting for them. I can send them messages. The communication, I can communicate every step of the process without ever having to send them a text or chase them down with emails. It's straightforward. You open up a software, it's changed. And I know Sonita does the same thing, right? In fact, it may even do it better. Sonita also has a project management side of the software. Can you tell us about how you've seen people utilize and how you've seen people change and transform their business, increase their income through project management?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Sonito software is designed around that as well, right? And that's a component, a piece of the system as a whole is keeping yourself organized and seeing everything from the bigger picture, right? And so again, like you'd mentioned or hinted at, it really doesn't matter if you're a one-person operation or you've got a whole team. Having a centralized system where everyone can go to see what requirements they have to do for the day, to see the bigger picture of all of their projects. I mean, it just helps everyone stay on the same page and feel more accomplished as you're completing those objectives. Within Sonito Software, we do have a project management portal where you can, from one view, see a list of all of your projects. So rather than trying to remember you know, appear in your head, you know, what was it that I was working on, or who are all of my clients? What are my deliverables? From one place, you can look at a list of all of your active projects, and you can actually see, similar to what you mentioned, DK, about those within your current system, about those different buckets that you're moving projects through. You know, we have project stages as well. So from at a glance, I can see all of my projects. I can see exactly where are they in process. This one's in pre-production. This one's in recording. Looks like this one's out for review with the client. You know, these ones are completed and delivered. So you can see all of that from one view in one place. And then when you're ready to dive in deeper, we open up this project, right? And we can see details very relevant to the project itself. Because Sonido software is specifically designed for the audio industry, you know, we have details and data within the system that speak our language, right? Everything from, you know, when I open the project, I can see who is that primary contact and what is their role? You know, are they a band manager? Are they an actual artist as a part of the band? Who is the band? What about the project? You know, what is their target start and completion date? How many songs are we working? What are those project estimates and so forth? So you see those details relevant to a project all at a glance in a dashboard, and then you've got some actionable steps built into the system as well. Day by day, as you're working through a project, you've got the ability to document any notes. You know, you're documenting information in the system against that project as far as, you know, how did everything go today with the client? You know, what are their needs? What are the red flags? What do we need to remember for the next session? Right? You can document all of these kind of details in one place, and then you can reference that, right? And if you guys are anything like me, which you're probably not, I have a terrible memory sometimes. And so having a system where I can go back and refresh my memory on, you know, what did we talk about last time we had a session and what did the client ask for? You know, by the time I get to the next session, I may have been talking with, you know, 20 different people and I may not remember all the details. Having a system where I can look back at all of those notes that I've documented, it makes me look more professional and it helps me to remember, you know, all of the details and the key points. So documenting notes, building your task lists for the next steps. And not only that, but especially if you're with a team, you have the ability to delegate tasks to other team members so everyone's held accountable and you can make sure you get more done in less time. I mean, you're documenting information against the project, like what songs are we working? What is the metadata against all of those different songs? We have file uploads where you can store everything from, you know, everything from like those session files to instrumentals, to mixes, to masters, to, you know, photos, documents, spreadsheets, whatever you need, you store in one place. And one thing in particular that's really helpful with that our clients do today is session recalls. You know, within Sonido, if you pull this system up on your mobile device, you know, at the end of a session, you may have, let's just take a single example of a guitar player who they've dialed in their pedal board or their, you know, amp, you know, with all of the tones that they love. And then they're going to be walking away for 2 weeks. You know, how do you remember exactly what those tones were? Well, within Sonido, you can take photos against that project of the pedal board or, you know, where was the mic placement or what, you know, what were we doing so that you have those easy session recalls that you can reference later. And again, coming down to being more professional, you know, the next time you have a session, you kick off with everything in place, right? And there's a number of other tools that we build into this system for managing your business. But what we find is this, our clients today range across the board, right? We've got a lot of clients that are, you know, specifically hip hop and rap studios, and their needs are going to vary slightly from, you know, a full production studio that may be working with bands, you know, and they're tracking. It's less of a vocal session for the day and more of a, you know, we've got them booked for 2 weeks straight and we're tracking this whole album, right? Having a system in place helps these clients as they're managing their studio operations so that they can build their task lists. And they can document the notes about the sessions. They can share files with their clients and get feedback on that. There's so much that they do to manage that process from start to finish. And it's all housed within, you know, the project management and other parts of the system as a whole. But ultimately, you know, what we hear most often from studios using the system is, number one, organization, right? It helps them to be more organized from start to finish of a project or, you know, whatever else they're doing within the system. And by nature being more organized, they talk about the efficiency gains, right? They can get more done in less time. DK, you talked about, you know, putting priority on certain projects, you know, maybe higher dollar projects that are going to have higher return and be repeat clients. Having a system in place to help studios better manage those projects from start to finish and drop the ball less is key to being important, to being professional and providing better experience to clients. So that's a little bit about, you know, the project management side. Studios are using that for a lot of these different areas day by day. And again, centralizing it all in one place so they can see all of their projects in one view and they're not dropping the ball as they're talking with these clients and taking them to the next step in that progression.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really important. Systems, this is a quote from James Clear. If you've ever read Atomic Habits, I brought this book over. There you go. Maybe you can see it. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see me pointing the cover right now. He means it in a different context, but one of my favorite quotes from this book is that people don't rise to the level of their goals. They fall to the level of their systems. And so this is a very common quote that's shared within the business realm. And it's absolutely true. It's kind of like a mind-boggling thing in the sense that people think it's like, all right, I just need that one hit song. I just need that one big client. I need that one thing to come through and my life's going to change forever. No, not even close. In order to even get that one song, you need to have systems in place. Like, you don't just write one hit song and never practice and write anything and then it blows up. That doesn't happen. Everybody that wrote that one hit song has been writing thousands of songs before they wrote that one hit song. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's a meme song where it's a joke, where it's some dude farting into a mic. You know, like, that's the rare outlier in this scenario. Systems are very, very much important. And I'm trying to sell the idea of systems, let alone that Sonita encompasses so many points, but you should be having systems. So I've talked before in the past on the show, if you're trying to do this as a hobby, I think it's still important. So you're kind of organized so then it can stay stress-free. Like if you have a calendar with your hobby, it would still become more stress-free and more, cathartic if you know what's happening at all times, even with your hobby. But if you're trying to change, because I have people hitting me up in the DMs every single day. Every single day, someone's like, yo, I'm trying to make this into a business. This is my life. Music is my life. It's trying to be a career. And I'm like, all right, prove it. Prove it, bitch. That's kind of like what that's the only thing that I can respond with. Like, nothing is stopping you other than the systems. And this is difficult. Like incorporating systems of any kind, is difficult, especially when you have to pull from a bunch of different software. Luckily, Sonido does it all in one umbrella, but, it's difficult, but this is something that everybody that's successful, this is like the borderline stuff. This is not even like having systems is not even the first step. It's like, if you're not doing this, you're really far behind. And I want to put emphasis on that. Like you need to have calendars. You need to be on time to your meetings. You have to be organized. And let's talk into the next part. Like, I know, for example, Sonido has a lot of different stuff. We're talking specifically about Sonido, but I'm trying to sell systems and all the different things that like Sonido does in those systems. For example, like Sonido also does like people contacting. And I think like, as well as like contacting the projects and the managers, does finances, does reports, to-do lists, file review and delivery, just like FilePass, right? Where you can send files to clients and you can have them leave comments and reviews on them. Online bookings, we talked about scheduling. And then as well as lead management. So CRM. CRM is a little bit more of a higher level system. I would say that most beginner to intermediate businesses do not have any sort of a CRM, at least a nice, compact, integrated CRM. Some people have an idea. If you've ever done sales, for example, I know a lot of people have considered doing any sort of sales position for like Guitar Center, Sam Ash, Vintage King, or whatever. They use CRM. CRM is, what is that? Customer report man? What is that called?
Or customer relationship manager. Yeah.
There you go.
Building customer relationship manager. Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever talked to your Sweetwater engineer and they're like, oh yeah, DK, how's your dog, Cody? I don't have a dog. Brady, do you have a dog?
I don't.
Okay. So there's a random dude. I'm going to make up a random character. That's why your Sweetwater engineer says, oh, hey, Stacy, I know that you've been looking at the Neve software or the Neve hardware and you've been calling in about it. And I know that you have a dog, even though we've never talked before. I know that you have a dog named Henry, and Henry's doing well. He's a puppy. He's been living in your address in Tennessee. That's right. That's what a CRM, that's coming from a CRM, where each salesperson will write an information about you and what you've been looking up. And so that way, when another salesperson comes in, or if that person, this salesperson talks to hundreds of people every single day, so they come back to your account, they know exactly what they're talking about. So it keeps track of how qualified someone is. So are they are they ready to buy? Are they not? Some information about them, what they're interested in, some of the potentially even some personal information. Maybe it's not uncommon for a salesperson to be like, this person really loves his wife and is buying a lot of stuff for their wife. You know, CRM is absolutely important to figure out who you were on the phone with and who you need to come back to, who you should follow up with, reminders to follow up. And some of this stuff will even do automatic emails to follow up with people. And so that way you never get lost. You can hunt people down in a good way, in a healthy way. You know, with sales, you never want to convince someone that they want your product. You're looking for people that already want it. They just didn't know you existed, right? So in this sense, a CRM is absolutely important. And in whatever sense, whether you have a little black book, or some salespeople call it their black book of data, or their Rolex of, is that Rodex? Rolex? Is that
the Rolodex?
Rolodex. Yeah. Rolodex. That's such an old term. The Rolodex of contact and stuff. These are super duper important. There's a mixer in Nashville. He's a famous mixer. I forgot his name, who it is. He did an interview on YouTube and he talked about, staying front of mind and how he follows up with people all the time, and he actually does something so it automatically follows up with them. He uses software, right? But on top of that, he makes cutting boards for his clients. So, and he stamps it with his logo, and who doesn't want an extra cutting board, and who doesn't use cutting boards every single day, right? Or you should be, right? Because eating out every single day is bad for your wallet and bad for your health. If you use a cutting board and you see this dude's name every single day, you know, first front of mind is first to hire. So it's just a way of managing who you've been talking to, when to follow up with them, when is a nice time to refresh and come back to the front of mind for that person. They may not be ready, but they said they're going to be ready in 2 months. Are you going to catch them when they're ready? That's the best time. So CRM, have you ever been without a CRM, Brady?
You know what? In my professional life outside of music, I've used CRMs extensively, right? And I'm a big believer in these kind of systems, just like you are. I have had periods of time where the CRM we use was just not effective. And it's cumbersome and it's difficult and it's frustrating in a lot of ways. So I don't know that I can say I've been without one entirely, because again, I'm that kind of personality that I love the organization. I love to put things into place. But, you know, there are times when you recognize, once you start to recognize the value of these systems, switching to another system that's not as effective or doesn't provide some of the same benefits, you immediately notice that. And sometimes there's friction. And I've absolutely used systems in my life where, you know, try as I might, it caused more friction than it was worth. It just didn't provide the value that I was looking for. And, you know, that's a big flag. That you need to find a better system. Something I do want to springboard off onto the points that you're making here a little bit, because, you know, we're definitely talking today about systems, right? I mean, without a doubt, having a system in place, you know, as a CRM or other kind of systems, calendar, whatever it may be, to manage your studio is so beneficial in so many ways. I mean, we are human. We tend to forget things, or, you know, we need reminders. We need to be prompted to do things sometimes, and having systems that can automate those processes helps so much. But as we're talking about systems, I also understand it can become overwhelming pretty quickly, right? When we're thinking about, like, you know, for anyone listening, I mean, you may be at a point where you say, okay, so I get that a system can help me. I don't have systems today, but I don't even know where to begin. Or it sounds so daunting. You know, like, there's so many pieces. I don't know how to get the right system or where to begin. I think one of the most important pieces is to be honest with yourself and look at, you know, what are some of my biggest weaknesses that I have with my business, and maybe find one system, right? Find something that will help you to improve in a particular area. And, you know, having a system in place doesn't mean you have to go out and find everything all at once, right? Like, that improvement over time can make a big difference if you just take it piece by piece. There's actually a story, hopefully this isn't too much of a tangent, but there's a story about the English cycling team, the Olympic cycling team. And I don't know if any of you have heard this before, but traditionally, over many, many years, England's cycling team, and if anyone is from England, and this is incorrect, please tell me, but you know, the English cycling team for many years was known as, you know, one of the worst cycling teams in the Olympics, right? They always were at the bottom of the barrel. They weren't improving. And it wasn't until a point where they hired a new coach, right? Here we go.
It's in this, book. Have you read this book?
Okay. I haven't read that book.
This story is exactly in this book.
Okay, perfect. Well, tell me if I'm getting it wrong,
TK. Atomic Habits.
Their coach at some point realized that you need to make incremental changes, right? Little by little, make these changes. And I believe what they did is they figured out some assessments, the baseline of, you know, our cycling team, how effective are they with the sport? And they started making 1% changes, right? And that's all he said is, let's just every day, let's increase our output by 1%. Let's be 1% better day by day by day. And you don't think that that's very much, right? You think, I mean, it's just 1%. Like, you know, what difference is that going to make? But the truth is, it's compounding over time, right? And if every day we're improving by 1%, I mean, think of that after a year. I can't remember what that exact figure is, but
I have it right here.
Do you have it?
Yeah. You're using the exact same words. I'm surprised you haven't read this book. It's like almost verbatim coming out of this book. This is great. The effects of small habits compound over time. For example, if you can just get 1% better each day, you'll end up with results that are nearly 37 times better after 1 year. So if you only improve 1% every day, then you'll be 37 times better at the end of a single year. And at the opposite hand, there's negative compound as well. If you get 1% worse every single day, hold on, where's that number? I need to find it. You'll be significantly worse off. Like, I think it's like 37 times better, but it'll be like if you get 1% worse every day. I can't find it. I'm listing that second number. But it can totally hurt you, and it makes you 37 times worse. Or it's actually, if I remember correctly, it's much larger than 37% worse, 37 times worse, which is crazy. So 1% better, just finding systems that work for you, is a really, really important system. Sorry, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. But that's a very good story.
I'm glad.
They were the underdogs of, like, they were the laughing stock of the bicycle world. And then they became the leaders of the Olympic world-class cycling, and even to this day. And not only did it influence their cycling community, but over habit building and systems for everyone around the world, incredibly, over this simple idea. I love that story much.
And think of their personal lives too, right? I mean, it all washes over. It's not just your professional life, but it's your personal habits and things as well. And I guess my whole point is this, that, again, we're talking systems. You don't have to do everything all at once. I mean, if it feels overwhelming, pick one area where you're going to focus on being 1% better day by day. And you know, a 1% change is very realistic, right? As long as you can quantify, you know, your progression, but just focus on one area and get better at that. And then once you feel comfortable there, don't let it stop, but now start looking at other places where you can systematize your business and start building your business to be more effective on many different fronts. I mean, systems are key, right? It helps us. There's a reason why there are so many software companies out there today that provide business solutions. It's because it works, right? Businesses are willing to pay money for systems that make them more money. If you've got a system in place that, you know, every time you spend $1 and it spits out $3, you're going to do that all day long. You're going to use that system all day long because it's helping you become better and drive your business forward.
Absolutely.
Systems are great.
Absolutely. And for me, like, personal story here, I'm in the same way. I didn't have all of my systems at one time. It didn't just magically happen. Like, I didn't just decide to do it. I was a regular fluff in the road that just didn't. I was a chaotic ball of energy, and I just had the passion and the drive, and I noticed that I was losing money. and things were slipping through the cracks. And then the first thing that I did was I started using Google calendars a lot more religiously. Mm. And that increased my productivity, made me a lot more money. And then the next thing I did, I remember the moment that I installed an online booking software on my website. Went up just, even if it was, for me, again, my experiences aren't determining how your experiences were for me, but for me, there was actually about a 100 to 150% increase of income in the next month after I started incorporating an online booking software. And then I got into, like, years later, I got to project management because I was overloaded with sessions. It wasn't until I started having problems that I started to need solutions. And I think that's a little bit more normal. I wish most of us, especially the creatives, were gifted like you, where there was this natural sense of logic and order, right? Unfortunately, I think I'm thinking that most people that are listening right now that are very creative and wants to create something are typically on my end of the spectrum. You need to burn your hand on the stove to realize that it's hot, and then you need to fix it. But I will say, and I'm gonna kind of wrap up this episode real quick and kind of say something real quick. So here's the bottom dollar, the bottom line, the bottom dollar. I personally use, like in the past, I'm going to talk about software that I have used, right? Not necessarily that I'm using now, but I have used. Calendar online booking software was like Acuity or Calendly, anywhere from $15 to $50 a month, right? I think right now, and in the mix, we're paying like $25 a month for that. CRM could be free up to a little bit expensive, depending on your needs. And honestly, like, the solutions like HubSpot is great and it works by itself. Trello is free for most needs. Google Drive is free up to 15 gigabytes, you know, for file transfer and stuff. I pay for my file transferring service, as you should too, because Google Drive, you can't block people that haven't paid. There's no payment block or the wall, the payment barrier. There it is. Yeah. People can't comment on it the same way you can kind of do it on Dropbox, which you have to pay for anyway. So out of all of this stuff, you're easily looking at over $100 a month just to maintain the basic levels of systems. And the craziest thing about Sonido, and the reason why I want to talk about this, is that Sonido has software from $30 to $100 a month for all of this stuff. All of it meaning incorporated to-do lists, finance reviews, general reporting, file review and delivery, like FilePass or anything like that, where you can send clients and get reviews, comments back, project management, customer management, lead management, scheduling, and online bookings. And I'm sure that there's a couple other things here, but every single thing that I'm paying for individually, or was paying for individually, can be paid for in a single cohesive software. And it is genuinely so much cheaper. For example, the $30 a month pack, it's $29 a month for the starter pack. If you have a single room, you're going to have scheduling, lead management, project management, contact management, financial module. There's everything there. Can you tell us about your different plans and what each one kind of incorporates?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you mentioned, our starter package it's about $29 a month, right? And that's really great for someone just getting started. I mean, if you're talking about building systems and you've never done so before, this is a really great package that brings together, I mean, everything that DK just mentioned for a single user with a single room studio. You'll have the ability to manage your leads in the system, all of your contacts, your projects. There are a few limitations, right? If you're managing multiple projects all at once, then you'll probably need to bump up to the next package that gives you more. But I mean, even this package, you know, out the door, you've got 500 gigabytes of file storage at $29 a month. You don't have to worry about, like we said, Dropbox or Google Drive or some of those limitations. That is a really great package to get started, right? And start building systems. And then from there, you can upgrade to the next tier, right? Our middle package has everything that previous package has, but now you're given unlimited projects. So as you start to build your studio and start to gain more clients and more project opportunities, that next package is currently priced at $79 a month, and that gives you unlimited projects. And it doubles your file storage. So now you have 1 terabyte of file storage across your entire system.
And just to put it into perspective, so I've been using FilePass for almost 2 years now, and I deliver all of my finished projects. I typically don't put in Pro Tools sessions unless they request it. I'm starting to do it a little bit differently. I'm starting to add my Pro Tools sessions with everybody just in case I like delete it or something like that, back it up to the cloud. After about 2 years of using it and delivering files with it, I'm still only using 191 gigabytes. So that's a damn 1 terabyte for like just delivered finished files. That's a lot of storage.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's really great.
And you know, our professional package, it really doubles that again, right? Now the professional package is our fully featured platform. It's $99 a month, but it includes everything within the platform, unlimited projects. You have up to 10 users. So if you're running a team and you want to have your whole team see the calendar and assign tasks to team members and, you know, have all of these different features, our professional package bundles all of that together. It also provides the ability for you to create multiple rooms in your studio so you can track each room on your calendar independently and see all of them together at the same time. And a number of other features that are tied into that as well. And, you know, one of the most exciting things about Sonido is we're constantly evolving and building the platform and providing more value over time, right? To date, you know, we've been in business for about 2.5 years, and we've never increased our prices, but we have increased the number of features available to our users, I mean, dramatically. Every month, we're providing new features and enhancements based on client feedback. You know, things like the online booking system, where, I mean, that's included with all of our packages. You can have your clients, you build this online booking system and tie that right in. We have the web form builder that was just launched about 2 months ago.
Where
you build a web form
so
into your website.
So for quote requests or something of that nature.
Automate leads. Yeah. So now when somebody reaches out on your website, you don't have to manually go put them into another system. They're right there immediately waiting for you within your Sonido account so you can manage those. And, you know, there's a number of other really exciting features that we are currently building that will be released this year. All of that's bundled in and we don't increase your price for any of that. So, I mean, it's pretty flexible. Whether you're just getting started in systems and you want a more inexpensive system that can bring all of that together, or you're more advanced, right? And you have teams and multiple studio spaces and you want a system that can get you away from all of those different logins. And now you'd have just one single login to the core system. You know, we can help from all levels of your experience in your studio. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And again, the point of this episode, I really wanted to emphasize the importance of having systems. Whether you use Sonido or not, you are losing money. And it is directly impacting even how you are perceived by your customers, not just letting alone how you're interacting with them, right? So very, very important to start incorporating systems. This is why, and honestly, to be fair, systems and relationships are a lot better investment in your music career than being a better mixer, being a better producer. And I hate to say that. This is a big reason why on the Mixing Music Podcast, I talk a lot about business, almost just as much, if not more, of the technical stuff, because it's not the technical stuff that's going to help you make money and turn this passion into a career. It is really not. I wish it was. If it was, 40 wouldn't be mixing for Drake. Let's be honest. And it's about relationships and systems and your team. So I'm an advocate of systems and growing that, improving your meta skills like your interpersonal and your emotional intelligence. This is all stuff that you can get better at. Here's the thing. Not only do we have Sonido, Brady coming on showing Sonido. Brady has actually created a special discount for anybody that's listening right now. We're offering 10% off of the first 3 months of service when you sign up for the Sonido software. And you can do that by going to I'm going to do the Bitly account. So it's bit.ly/mmpodsonido. So bit.ly/mmpodsonido. Okay, one more time. bit.ly/mmpodsonido. You can do that. Also, if you're interested, the link will be in the comment section or in the description of this podcast episode. You can click on it directly. If you're on Spotify, just click on the episode, open up the read more section of the podcast episode. You can click the link directly there. Or if you're on Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter where you're at, you could just click on that link directly. It'll take you to 10% off your first 3 months, and check out the Sonida software. Even if you're just interesting, I'm guaranteed Brady would love to set apart some time to do a demo for you to show you exactly and actually practically how it works and how you can incorporate it into your life. So check that out. Once again, that link will be in the description of this episode. Any other questions from you, from us, from that we have? Anything else that you want to say, Brady?
You know, this has been really great. I really appreciate the time to come and talk a little bit about systems. And, you know, you're absolutely right, DK. I share the same passion for, you know, building business systems. It's really about your business and your personal growth. And really appreciate the opportunity to come and chat, and look forward to connecting with anyone who's interested in, you know, sharing the same passion, talking about, you know, systems, or even sharing information about your studio. Please don't hesitate to reach out anytime.
Awesome. Awesome. MySonido.com. All right. So on that note, I think the big overarching theme about this is to say, get your shit together. Like, that's everybody needs get your shit together is the overarching theme of this episode. Real quickly, outside of Sonido, I have to ask you, are you engineering, producing quite often?
Yeah, I do. You know, after moving back to Utah, where we're located now, I run my studio as full-time as I can. And, you know, that's on the side of running Sonido as well. But, yeah, I work a lot with, you know, singer-songwriters, rock groups, you know, acoustic groups, blues, jazz. Last Saturday, I just tracked a Celtic band. Had a really good time with that. So, yeah, I stay pretty active in the community. I'm a big, and this is a completely different conversation on the marketing side of studio, but I am a big believer in getting involved in the music community. I was just, I know this sounds like small potatoes, right? But I had so much interest and was just approved to be a part of our local city arts commission. I'm starting through the city an open mic night to, you know, my studio will be a sponsor of that, but also to just give back to the community and give musicians opportunities to connect. And I can't tell you how many times in my life that just selflessly trying to make those connections and give back brings so many other benefits. And so I run a studio. I'm an engineer. I'm a producer. I am a part of an arts commission. I try to stay pretty active in the music community wherever I can. Absolutely.
That's amazing. Well, we do have a sponsor that I'm obligated to bring up because I love them so much. And I think that this will pique your interest. Do you use any Isotope software?
I do. I was using one today.
Tell yes, me a little bit about absolutely. It. How have you used it recently?
Yeah, you know, most of my time has been with RX8 in some repair work. Today I was working on a mix that, you know, had some clicking. It was just the way that it was tracked. We had a mandolin that was just too shrill, right? Too much pick bleeding into the microphone. And I use their systems primarily for, you know, some of the repair, the de-click, getting rid of
the de-click, you know, is such a lifesaver.
Yeah.
It's crazy how well that works.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you're using auto-tune and it like clicks or something like that, there's like a little pop or whatever, gone.
Yeah, it's great. I've been an advocate for Isotope. I don't use their full suite, but I've always been very impressed with what I have used. And I've met their CEO on one occasion, and he's such a great guy. I'm sure their entire team is just as great.
Awesome. So on that note, we are sponsored by Isotope, and luckily this is not a competing, you know, there's a competing thing, nope. But alongside Sonido, because you can still check out, obviously you should, we are sponsored by Isotope.com, and you can get 10% off or extend your 7-day trial and instead extend it to a whole 30 days if you'd like. And that is Isotope.com/MMPodcast. Isotope.com/MMPodcast. Appreciate, as with Isotope products goes, everybody uses them. They're awesome. There's a reason why they're so popular. Go check it out. I don't have to say anything else. I love how whenever I bring it up with guests and stuff, it's like, I don't need to ask for a testimonial. Everybody's already using it. But yeah, on that note, once again, check out mysonito.com or click on the link directly. And actually, click on the link because if anybody that does buy it, I'll be straight up transparent with you. Brady's being very kind and letting me in on a little bit of the deal. So it does help me and support this channel grow. It does help the Mixed Music Podcast grow if you do use the link. So don't go, well, you can go directly to mysonito.com, but please use the link if you can. So on that note, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy. There are so many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.